Which part of it do we have hands in it? Now, let's be for a moment 100% present with the eyes open and feel the environment. And now, rather than being distracted, we smell, we feel the air, we see the shape of the tree, and we feel our presence sitting here. Is our presence sitting here? Or are we a consciousness in which all of this present time is? Including the sounds and the birds, and are they out of our consciousness? It appears, but is it? Big as a plane that is passing by is it in our consciousness or is it separate? Doze off, stay extremely alert into discovery. You need to be alert in what I'm saying, otherwise it's waste. This is why this meditation emphasizes on alertness. That's it. If you guys have sharing, come forward or...
So I felt an alertness that I've never felt before. Like, I feel like I can feel every cell, that I couldn't be more alive. That's nothing I've ever experienced before.
We're so focused in one body. And because we're focused in one body, we see bodies. But when our focus is not limited, everything changes. Nothing is separate, nothing is outside of our consciousness. It just isn't. But then we focus on the body again and everything becomes separate and limited. And that is what the Maya means. Maya means experiencing what is not. Which is a great game. You know, I used to complain, I still do at times, but we're having a good life.
I have a question. Without the consciousness, I cannot be even present, or I exist without the consciousness, or that plane doesn't mean anything. That's a question.
When we are in these realms, consciousness is everything. It's a pathway to awareness. The I am is consciousness. But the consciousness, when it's realized, it becomes this. What Nisargadatta said, when I feel love, I am everything. When I feel wisdom, I'm nothing. So you can say, when I feel totality of consciousness, I'm everything. When I go beyond to the complete elimination, I am nothing. And then he said, my life moves between these two polars. So, right now, we wanted to break through the limited consciousness tonight by vigilance, to realize that when we felt ourselves sitting here, where was our consciousness? Was it limited just to this body? That's expansion. And when you feel nothingness, still you're conscious of your nothingness. So as long as you're in the body, the consciousness is your companion. Just the fact that you say is empty is being aware of emptiness. So that's consciousness. So this is why we want to expand that, to see that what we see outside of individual limited consciousness is not neither outside nor inside. It's just one knowingness, one consciousness. This is really high stuff I'm saying tonight.
I feel that when it opens, it's exactly the way you're describing.
Mm-hmm.
That it's empty. It's conscious of the emptiness.
That's the key, is conscious of the emptiness. But when you're completely empty, you're not conscious of it. This is the difference.